Un rythme entraînant, une voix tout en mélisme, une voix très particulière, c'est la voix de Morcarbassi. Morcarbassi, hello. Thank you to be here tonight with us.
It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure for us. And my first question is obviously about your music, about the Ladino.
Yeah.
It's something special and it's something you is like in a fashion, you know, because a lot of artists now seems to be interesting by this old tradition. So could you tell us something about this tradition, this music?
Ladino music comes from the Jewish people that left Spain 500 years ago. And when they left, they continued speaking 15th century Spanish in their close communities and homes. And this is how this language survived. You can say that in the 15th century, everyone was speaking Ladino. And then it evolved in Spain, but in the Jewish communities, it didn't evolve. It did evolve in the sense that it got mixed with other languages, like if they ran to Greece or some Greek words, or Bulgaria, some Bulgarian words, or Morocco, like my family, for example. This is what Ladino, the language, is. And then there is the music as well, which traveled all around the world with these people, and mainly mothers were singing them for their children.
Alors c'est une musique que les mamans chantaient à leurs enfants. Moi je trouve ça très délicieux comme définition. Le Ladino, donc Mort nous le rappelle, est une musique issue, née en Espagne, issue de la langue que parlaient les Juifs en Espagne à partir du 15e siècle notamment. Elle a beaucoup évolué, cette langue bien sûr, elle a évolué aussi au rythme des voyages et on retrouve des formes de Ladino un petit peu partout en Méditerranée, que ce soit du côté de la Bulgarie ou d'autres pays. I think you are from Israel. Et donc du côté d'Israël aussi.
From Jerusalem.
From Jerusalem, ok, yeah. Beautiful town.
Yes.
Ok, on ne présente plus évidemment Jérusalem. What this song was about, the song we heard?
Molinero is, the lyrics are traditional and the music is my melody that I wrote when I was in the desert in Israel. It just came. And the lyrics talk about a woman going to the miller, the one who spins the miller, the one who makes flour. And she says, Miller, miller, I'm asking you, can you grind this flour? And he says, no, I'm sorry, my lady, the water are not going to run, my friends are not going to help me to spin the stone, and I can't grind it for you, so take your flour, take your wheat and go away from here. And she asks him again and again and again. I mean, for me, these lyrics have a... it's a symbolic for something. You know?
For what?
Well, a lot of these songs sometimes have subliminal messages. Like, for example, many wedding songs, they want to speak to the young bride about what is expected to her as a married woman. So there is some sexual symbols, some fertility for the future, fruit... tree with fruit, and so I think this song is a little bit sexual, I would say.
Okay. Donc a priori c'est une chanson à propos d'un meunier. Une jeune fille vient lui demander de moudre une fleur qu'elle lui apporte et le meunier refuse. Il dit non, absolument pas, je veux pas faire tourner ma roue, mais mes ouvriers ne travailleront pas pour ça, va ailleurs. Et la jeune fille continue à chercher quel meunier voudrait bien moudre sa fleur, et Mort nous le signale, et c'est un petit peu évident aussi quand on y réfléchit, cette chanson a évidemment des connotations un peu sexuelles, c'est un petit peu des chansons que l'on chantait aux jeunes mariés ou aux futurs mariés pour les prévenir de ce qui les attendait éventuellement lors de leur nuit de noces. So it's a song you wrote and you don't sing traditional ones?
This is a traditional lyrics.
Ah, the lyrics are traditional.
Yes, but the melody is...
Okay, sorry. Donc c'est bien une chanson traditionnelle effectivement et la mélodie est d'elle. Do you write original songs in your album?
Yes.
Yeah, your music more is a creation. It's more, it's an half traditional, it's an half something new. From where is your inspiration?
Well, the first thing that inspired me, I would say, is probably my mother, because I remember her voice since I'm very little.
And she was a singer?
She sings beautifully. She never took it as a profession, but she's She's first of all a beautiful voice, a beautiful woman, and she is also a poet. So not only that I grew up listening to her voice, and today when I sing, I swear to God that I can hear her voice inside mine. Suddenly, you know, it's suddenly I realized that I'm not just me, I'm my mother, which is her mother, and many strong women behind me. And
she was singing in Ladino as well?
No, she was not singing in Ladino, she was singing to me in Hebrew since I'm very little. I actually got to Ladino later in my life. And then I discovered that I am Sephardic, my family is Sephardic. They moved to Morocco after they were expelled from Spain, but they didn't keep the Ladino language. So it was my own personal journey to find where I come from, and this last album for me makes all the connection between my Moroccan roots and the fact that we came from Spain. It also has some flamenco influences, because I also live in Sevilla, which is another part of my journey. So yeah, it's just many things, and I feel like this album is the closest thing to me that I've done, because it really connects everything that I feel I am and all the influences that I've taken.
Do young people understand well the Ladino language, or?
Young people?
In Sevilla, for example.
Well, if I sing in Sevilla Ladino, they understand what I'm saying, yes. I mean, there is some pronunciation things, but they understand everything.
Alors, on va peut-être un petit peu rappeler ce que Mor vient de nous dire, c'est-à-dire beaucoup de choses, en fait. À savoir que c'est sa mère qui lui chantait des chansons en hébreu, d'ailleurs pas en ladino, comme elle le souligne elle-même. Ce qui l'a amené vers le ladino, c'était un voyage personnel, c'est une personal journey, j'aime bien ce terme en anglais, que je trouve meilleur que le terme français. Et du coup, elle a vécu à Séville aussi, elle est d'origine marocaine, donc pas mal de choses la rapprochaient de l'Espagne et donc de cette langue ladino. Et la question que Emeline vient de poser sur le fait de savoir si les jeunes gens comprennent le ladino, ben elle dit oui, on comprend, les gens comprennent des mots, même s'ils ne sont pas forcément spécialistes.
À Séville notamment.
À Séville notamment. Donc là, j'avais pas perçu ce léger détail. More last question before we let you go. What do you think about the people in Marseille and the audience in your concert, in your show?
Yeah, it was really surprising me to see so many young people. It was wonderful. I thought the audience would be older, but it was young people, and they were very attentive, and the hour of the concert was perfect, because it was just before everyone started drinking, I think, too much. It was 9:30, it was really perfect. The audience was great, really warm, really listening, and I felt really good. It was good, great.
Okay. Just a thing, you said your mother was beautiful, we can't believe that. Je disais juste qu'elle avait dit que sa mère était très belle, et on peut la croire, effectivement. Thank you, Mor.
Thank you.